Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Welcome, everyone, to part two of today's MLB preview, looking at the National League. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in. Part one, we looked at the difference makers across Major League Baseball, plus some over and undervalued teams and players. Today, we're going to run through every team in the National League, looking at their win totals, maybe giving out a couple of plays, who knows, but we are going to look at those and give out our picks for the National League portion of the postseason, plus some award picks as well. So that is everything that is going on for the show today. As always, you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I'm at Primetime Klein, twitch.tv/PrimetimePK, and you can email the show, couchpotatodiary@yahoo.com. All right, let's get right to it.
Hi, I'm Kim Carson.
And I'm Peter Klein.
And this is the trailer for We Had No Idea,
a podcast about general history stuff that you might have forgotten about from history class.
Or you know what? Just never learned. And we didn't either, but you shouldn't feel embarrassed about that. We sure don't.
And we proved that weekly.
Yeah, in literally every episode. So download, subscribe, like, do all the stuff you do for podcasts and give us a listen.
Okay, let's start in the National League East. The Atlanta Braves, their total is at 101.5. I'm going over on this one. In the Difference Makers episode in part one, we looked at a Braves team that had difference makers up and down the lineup. I still think Fried can be that guy in the pitching rotation, along with Spencer Strider. And they have done such an amazing job of building this roster. I think that they can kind of weather a few storms if they have some in terms of injuries or anything like that. They won the World Series without Acuna. This is a team that it doesn't really seem like they have a whole lot of flaws right now. And they have a general manager in Alex Anthopoulos who is aggressive enough that if there are flaws, he will go out and aggressively try to change them. So I don't see how there is a downside to the Atlanta Braves. I'm going over 100.5. The Philadelphia Phillies are up next. Their total is at 91.5. I'm going over on that one as well. I think they have two of the better pitchers in Major League Baseball, in Wheeler and in Nola. And I think that this is absolutely a team that has the offense that can contribute as well. Middle of the order with Harper and Turner and Schwarber. I think that this is another one that feels like a very complete baseball team right now. And they are kind of in win now mode, or not kind of, they're very much in win now mode out in Philadelphia. The New York Mets, I have them finishing third in the National League East this year at over 81.5 wins. I said on the undervalued teams portion of the show yesterday or earlier today, the Mets went into teardown mode at the deadline last year, 100%. But they didn't really tear down that much. They still have Lindor, Alonso. They've added J.D. Martinez. They have Starling Marte in this lineup as well. This is still a good baseball team. The pitching staff is a concern for sure. And you're looking at best case scenario for all of these cats. I just think that this is going to be, I don't think they're a playoff team, spoiler alert, but I do think that they are good enough that they're going to be able to be a 500 or better baseball team this season. Up next, it's the Miami Marlins at under 77.5. I just don't know where the offense is coming from with this group. And you're already hearing some reports about some dysfunction in the locker room. I think that this is going to be a teardown year for the Marlins. Like, hey, we got to the playoffs a little bit, a weird version of the playoffs. We got to the playoffs anyway. but this hasn't worked. And so I wonder if there's a Chisholm move. I wonder if there is, they've already removed Birdie. I wonder if there is a move for Alcantara and some of the other pitchers that they have. I think this is a teardown year for them. Washington next. I think they got some good assets back in some of the trades that they have made. They need some of them to take some steps forward, but I don't think that's going to be this year. So I'm going under 66.5 on the Washington Nationals. Moving into the Central Division, I have the Cubs winning this division at 84.5, going over on that one. I think bringing Bellinger back really helps out this lineup a fair amount. And I think Steele at the top of the rotation is, like I said on the show earlier today, I think this is one of the more underrated players in the sport right now. And I think this is a year that he establishes himself as a true ace in this league. So I think he is going to be... I said he was a difference maker. I think he is legitimately a difference maker. I think some people sleep on Ian Happ a little bit. I think the lineup is good enough. Also, the division sucks. So I think they're clearly the best team in the division. I have the Cardinals going under 84.5 wins. Sorry, swig of water there. I have them going under 84.5 wins. There's a world where it happens for sure. Like, there is a world where the Cardinals team wins, like, 100 games. Like, they went out, added Sonny Gray, added Kyle Gibson. They have Goldschmidt and Arenado, who, as we discussed in part one, are difference makers in this league. If Walker and Gorman turn into the types of hitters that people think they're going to turn into, then yeah, this could be, once again, a really dangerous Cardinals team. I just don't know how... I don't think that's going to happen, necessarily. I don't know if all of it is going to click. You need best-case scenario for it all to happen. And look... admittedly, you need it for the Cubs as well. I like their odds of getting best case scenario a little bit better. Cincinnati, I have next at over 82.5 wins. So honestly, they could probably leapfrog St. Louis and get into second place right now in the National League Central. They have some good young players. They have some young pitching that I think clicks a little bit more this year. So I'm excited for what Cincinnati has coming up. The Pittsburgh Pirates, I have them over 76.5. This might be a decent baseball team. Worried about the pitching, but they have one of the better closers in the game in Bednar, which is a weird way to start an argument about a baseball team in 2024 saying they're good. Well, yeah, but the closer, I think O'Neill Cruz takes a step this year. I think that Reynolds and Hayes are still good enough that these are going to be guys who can, like, there's 1, 2, 3 in your order. I think they're going to be good enough to get this team around 500 this year. Last place in this division, I have the Brewers. I think it falls off a cliff for Milwaukee this year. I think they've hung around for a little bit. They lost the manager. Barnes is gone. And I think it kind of just goes kabloom out in Milwaukee this year. So I have them significantly under 77.5. We did not get this done in time to get Dodgers or Padres win totals, but whatever the Dodgers would have been, I probably would have gone over. Obviously, there's a lot of controversy around this team right now with Shohei Ohtani. Even if they suspend him tomorrow for the rest of the season, I'd still probably take the Dodgers first in the National League. I think they are that good. The pitching staff is a concern. Yamamoto got pumped in his season opener. Glasnow has never pitched more than 120 innings. Buehler is coming off of an injury, and Clayton Kershaw is, by sports standards, old. So, concerns for the pitching staff for sure, but this lineup is one of the best in baseball. Dave Roberts, I think, is one of the better managers in the league. They just have excellence everywhere, and they're going to be a real problem this year. In second place in this division, I have Arizona. I am stunned that the Diamondbacks win total is at 84.5. I think that that is a real slight to this team. I think that another year of Gabby Moreno, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is back, another year of development for Corbin Carroll. You still have Ketel Marte doing his thing at the top of this lineup as well. Christian Walker has some pop to this team as well. I think with that, to go along with the high-level pitchers that they have, with Gallen, Kelly, and Montgomery, I think this team really makes some noise again. So I am 100% on board with the Arizona Diamondbacks making the postseason and making some noise in that postseason. The San Diego Padres, I have them finishing fourth. So we're going to go with San Francisco here at over 84.5 wins. I think the combination of Webb and Snell, adding Chapman and Soler really does make this lineup look quite a bit different from a season ago. I still don't know if they have enough offense yet, but that pitching staff is going to be really, really good. And they're going to, like, this National League race for the wild card and in the West for spots 2, 3, 4 is going to be so fascinating. So obviously this means we have the Padres in fourth. Again, didn't get their win total in on time because they played a week ago, but like they have Bogarts, Tatis, Machado. In the rotation, they have Darvish, Musgrove, and Cease. I just don't think the lineup is going to, after those guys, is going to be enough. Like that first game, I get it's against Glasnow and they bounced back. But that first game, it just seems so hard for this offense to get any kind of runs. The bullpen, I think, is going to be a problem there as well. We'll see what Darvish still has. And we'll see what Cease still has as well. So I just think there are too many question marks right now with this team. This does mean that the Colorado Rockies come in last place at under 60.5. It's just a bad baseball team. So there's that. Your regular season award winners, I have Bryce Harper winning MVP. I think probably one of the Dodgers is going to have a better year, and maybe even Acuna as well, but I think there's going to be a lot of, well, look at all the help they have, and Bryce Harper is just going to be hitting moonshot after moonshot after moonshot, and so I think Harper gets the MVP. The Cy Young, I wanted to go with like a value pick. I'm going Spencer Strider. I think he's the best pitcher in the sport, so he gets it. For Rookie of the Year, Yamamoto was the favorite. I like Younghoe Lee with the San Francisco Giants. Again, I think he is going to be in some big spots for this team, and I think he has an opportunity to really shine with them. And Manager of the Year, Craig Counsell. I think he's one of the better managers in the sport, and I think that this Cubs team taking a step, he's going to get a lot of credit for. So that brings us to the postseason. My number one seed in the National League, the Atlanta Braves. My number two, the LA Dodgers. So they get a bye into the National League Division Series. Wild card round, number one, the Cubs and the Giants. Wild card round games, or wild card round matchup number two, Arizona against Philadelphia. So the Mets don't quite make it. Cincinnati, St. Louis don't make it. Same thing with the Padres. Cubs against San Francisco. I think the Giants just have a better team. I think like the pitching staff, you can go Webb, Snell, games one and two, and really lock that thing down. So I like San Francisco in that spot. Arizona against Philadelphia. It's a tough matchup for Arizona. I get that they have passed this one before, but I think in a best two out of three, Wheeler and Nola just a little bit better than Gallen and Kelly, and so I think that's where they get it done. So the NLDS is Atlanta against San Francisco and the Dodgers against Philadelphia, and I have the two top, I'm going very chalky in this, I have the two top seeds coming out of it, and in the National League Championship Series, I have the Braves winning over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Quickly here for today's ticket, a couple of picks that I clicked on in the National League. We did click on Brewers under 77.5. That win total, it's at minus 105, so you're not getting the most value out of it, but still getting a bit of value there with that particular call. Arizona, both over 84.5 wins, and to make the playoffs, 84.5 wins. It was at minus 130, but to make the playoffs at plus 120, absolutely, I am going to take that one all the way to the proverbial bank. And those are the picks that I have clicked so far there with the National League. I was trying to find, because there's some of these where you can see exact where the team finishes, and I've been trying to find this on the fly. I think I may have found it. This is awful podcasting. I have not found it. So we'll skip that for now. If I can find it before we get to part three of this podcast, I'll let you know. But that is the show for today. Thank you guys, or part two anyway. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, these are audio only, given some family stuff that's going on. Y'all don't need to see what I look like right now. So that is that. We will get to the American League and World Series picks. We'll finish off today's ticket as well in part three. Follow me on social media. I'm at Primetime Klein, and I will catch all of you very soon. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.